Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our prayer service for Wednesday, September 21st in the year 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I want to thank Deacon Reggie Williams for his assistance last week while I was absent. I pray that everything went well. I definitely missed the prayer service and am glad to be with you tonight. I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Orpheus Tucker.
Good evening, church. Father, let us not forget 2020, the year that taught us to minimize, to improvise, to compromise. 2020, the year we monitored, not the stock market, but rather open time slots. The year 2020, the year we slowed down, we paused, we realized what we could do without. Our celebrations were muted, understated, but no less joyous. The year 2020, the year required, the year we mourn for the unnecessary deaths, for job losses, for social justice. The year 2020, the year injustices were more pronounced, economic disparity, social disparity, racial disparity, age disparity, immune system disparity. We worried about the age. Alone and isolated. We worried about the youth. Could their young minds handle all that was being thrown at them? And then we collected ourselves. We adjusted. We emphasized. We sympathized. We stepped up. We stepped in where needed. We reached out. 2020 is behind us. And we step into 2021. And 2022, going on to 2023 with hopes and with some caution. As we transition through the time, we pray one day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all we ask of you. Lord, help us today. Show us the way one day at a time. Those who keep their faith strong during trying times are blessed with their faith carrying them through these times. Amen.
Amen. We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Linda Taylor.
Good afternoon, all. I will be reading from Psalms 103 from the King James Version. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy? Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that Thy youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Wesley Riddick.
Father God, I want to thank you for all you do for us all the time. And I want to thank you for First Baptist and my church family. And please keep blessing First Baptist. Father God, I'd like to thank you for the IT people, because without them, we could not have these type of services. Father God, please touch the world leaders and help them to find a way to end this war in Ukraine. They are killing a lot of kids and civilians. Father God, please keep blessing Pastor Tucker and his daughter. I ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for tonight, Sister Mary Johnson Williams, who is a member of the First Baptist Church Choir and the Sunday School Class Adult Number 2. This song that I'm about to play is one of my favorite gospel songs, so please forgive me if it's a little lengthy, but I really need this message, and I pray that you all do too. Mm-hmm.
I went and found my path, to now pass all my family to let me down. I need somebody I can lean on. Pastor, well, son, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to get down on your knees. You need to get down on your knees and call Jesus. So I got down on my knees. I started calling.
Good evening, First Baptist family, my family, friends, and visitors. It is certainly an honor to share with you this evening. I am a student in the adult number 2 Sunday school class. Ruth Thornton, our teacher, during this pandemic, implemented an inspirational moment during the class. Deborah McKeithen is responsible for getting someone to bring the message, do a song or testimony, and even had my brother Leroy do a piano piece. When I saw her number on my phone, I thought, oh, Lord, would I say yes or will I say no? But then I thought, how can I say no when God has been so good to me? So I told her I would do it. When she got off the phone, I thought again, what will I say? But a light bulb came on. My devotion some mornings come from a little book called Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. And it talks a lot about trust. And we're all familiar with that scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. It was my mother's favorite scripture. In fact, when my brother Joe went to college, Mom didn't have much to give him, but she wrote that little scripture on a little piece of paper, gave it to Joe to put in his wallet as he went off to college, and that was in 1969. He kept that little piece of paper until a couple of years, maybe 3 years ago, when someone stole his wallet. He wasn't concerned about the money, the ID, or the credit cards, but he was upset about that little piece of paper that was now gone. Now, I say all that to say because I thought I'm going to talk about trusting in the Lord. I put my thoughts down on paper, and now I'm ready to bring the message for Sunday school. However, the Friday before Sunday, I read the message to my family, and they said, Dave, that's too long. You need to cut it down. So I thought, oh, Lord. So Saturday morning now, I'm doing my devotion, and another scripture resonated with me and changed my message. God will give you what you need when you need it. Now, Deaconess Jean Tolliver called to ask me to bring the inspirational message for the prayer meeting. And again, I could not say no. But what Jean said to me that resonated is someone told her that you did a message in Sunday school and thought it was worth sharing again. I thought, look at God. But actually, the message I shared with my Sunday school class and the message I'm sharing with you this evening is my journey that started in December 2020. Now, that scripture that resonated with me that Saturday morning is Isaiah 43, verses 2 and 3. And it reads, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. During this life, Jesus never promised us that we would be without difficulties, challenges and even grief. Trials and storms we simply cannot escape. And yet, we do have a promise from God, one that we can wholeheartedly hold on to when facing what seems overwhelming in our lives. That is, God is with us. In December 2020, my husband Robert was admitted into the hospital. Okay, he's been in the hospital before. He'll be home. And every day he would say, "When are you picking me up? When are you picking me up?" And yet, I could not pick him up. And when I asked to see him, I was told that because of the pandemic, I could not come into the hospital. Yet, every day, he wants to know, "Where are you?" And those words still resonate in my heart today. Now, the 10th day he was in the hospital, I called and asked to speak to him as I often did, and was told I couldn't because he was in the COVID ward. The COVID ward, I thought, I started to sink, drowning in guilt and hurt because I couldn't bring him home, and now he has COVID. My God, I thought. I was heartbroken because I felt I had let him down. February 5th, 2021, when he was being released, he couldn't come home now because he was still being tested positive for COVID and could not walk. He was transported to a rehabilitation facility, which really amounted to a nursing home, and that had its own set of difficulties and challenges, believe me, too numerous to go into now. 2 months later, April 9th, 2021, my husband passed. That grief was overwhelming. Every day I felt like it was a struggle to get out of bed, and the tears would not stop. I put on a brave face and did what I had to do now to prepare for his funeral. But you know, I moved forward because God was with me. He said he would be. Every day I looked to him and said, "God, I'm trusting you." And in his kindness, his goodness, and his grace, he took care of me. He started to heal my broken heart. He gave me peace that surpassed all understanding. He protected and provided for me because I was a complete mess. He surrounded me with family and friends who loved and prayed for me and supported me and who still support me, because even now I have my moments. Grief has no timeline. But without a doubt, the Holy Spirit is with me every step of the way. So let me encourage you tonight that whatever waters or fire you may be walking through, please know you're not alone. Draw near to Jesus. Allow him to protect and provide for you. Trust his leading in your life daily, because he will not fail you. Things may not always turn out the way you want them to. God knows my Robert did not come back to his earthly home. But God's promise, "I will be with you," is real. It's true. Please trust it. The songwriter says, "I've learned to lean and depend on the Lord." Tonight, I can tell you, I truly have learned to lean on the Lord, and I won't give up. Amen. Thank you for listening, and have a blessed rest of the evening.
I can't give up. I can't give up now. See, I've come too far.
All right, the lines will now be unmuted for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Sister Williams and her message. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds.
Oh God,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Th
God will be with you.
We will now have remarks and closing prayers by Reverend Tucker.
Surely we thank God once again for the speaker and for the words of inspiration that came from Sister Williams. We praise God for her and for her journey and the fact that she has learned to trust in the Lord. And I know that is so important for each one of us. So we thank God for the message and inspiration tonight. We thank God for each of the persons who participated in the services tonight. Your contribution has really inspired our hearts. And surely all of the persons who have attended this service and continue to come to our prayer experience each Wednesday is really it's really wonderful, and we thank God for all of you. God is a good God, and we thank him for allowing us to come and be able to fellowship in spirit with one another. We encourage you also to join us on Sunday at our worship experience. We are looking forward to a great time in the Lord. We invite you to come. We're going to have our baptismal experience on the Sunday morning. The Reverend Joel Limerick will be preaching, and we're going to be praising the Lord. We invite all of you who can and will join us in person at the church. The Lord has blessed us and opened a way for us, and things are getting somewhat better, and so we invite you to, if you will, to join us. We will still have our virtual services going on at the same time, and we are looking forward for those who will and desire to be with us to join us at the services on Sunday morning. And then we would encourage you to join our virtual health ministry on the Saturday, the 24th, from 10 to 2, where there will be a special program featuring a Civil War reenactment, a presentation on mental health. Certainly we need to attend to that concern as well. Mental health is real, and it's not it's something that we need to take care of as we handle ourselves, even during this COVID experience, especially during this time. We encourage you to be not afraid to take care of yourselves. Vaccinations will be available as well. And if you don't mind, please register with our virtual health ministry so that they will know the type of vaccination and make sure that it's available for you on the Saturday, September 24th, 10 to 2. And we want you to look forward to our worship experience on October the 2nd, which is our homecoming experience. We'll be serving communion, and we will be blessing those persons who join us in that services at the church. We are encouraging you to register with your circle leaders. Please register with your circle leaders. No matter how well you know the church or how many times you've come, register with your circle leader and make sure that at the close of the service, we are going to make provisions for you to see them and meet them and share in that experience as well. You will be blessed. in so doing. We will also likewise have our virtual experience on Sunday, the homecoming Sunday as well. Please look after our sick and shut-in members. Take care of them. Know that they are indeed need your prayers and your concerns. Please pray for one of our members, Brother Llewellyn McIntyre and wife, and the loss of his mother-in-law, Barbara A. Kelly. The services will be held on Saturday, September 24th at the Plymouth Congregational United Church of Christ at 5401 North Capitol Street, Northeast Washington, D.C. The viewing at 9:30 a.m. and the services at 10:30 a.m. Keep them in prayer, if you will. Please remember the funeral services of Sister Deborah Banks that will take place on September the 30th at First Baptist Church. The viewing will be at 10 a.m. and the services at 11 a.m. Keep them and the families in prayer, if you will. And now we're going to pause that you may make your prayer request. 2 seconds will be, 20 seconds rather, 20 seconds will be given for you to make your prayer request. 20 seconds starting now.
Rest your sweet family.
God, our Father, please hear the cries and requests of your people. We have gathered here because we know that we need you and we can't make it without you. We know that you have been good to us and have blessed us in so many wonderful ways. And we call upon you, O God, to hear the pleas, the cries of all of us as we join together in this period of honoring you and praising your name and acknowledging the fact that we are nothing without you. And so, God, we pray that you would affirm your presence in our life by meeting our needs and addressing us where we hurt and where the pains and the sorrow and the challenges that we face come into our lives. Help us, Master, that we may be what you want us to be. We pray, O God, your blessings upon the bereaved. Be with them, O God. Let them know that they are not alone, that you are with them. Enable them to even rejoice. Bless us, O God, that as we recognize the meaning of the transition and moving on into another life, oh God, we just ask that you will help us to know that wonderful fellowship, that close relationship with you. Bless us, oh God, that we may be comforted even as we walk through the valleys and the shadows of death. We pray, oh God, for healing. There is indeed pain and hurt and suffering all around us. And God, we pray that you would bless us in the midst of our struggle of sickness. We pray, O God, for those who are struggling with mental health. Help them to get the support that they need, O God, and help us all, because we all stand in the need of deliverance. We all stand in the need of the sustenance that's necessary for us in the middle of our suffering and in the middle of our hurt, in the middle of our pain. And then, God, we ask special blessings upon First Baptist, each member one by one. We, God, know that we can't overcome the challenges that's facing us except you walk with us, except you abide with us. We're struggling sometimes, oh God, sometimes not knowing which way to go. We know, oh God, that you are able to guide us and able to deliver us. We pray, oh God, your keeping power and grace upon each one of us, oh God, and bless the church family together, oh God. Attend to our needs, oh God. Help us to overcome the misunderstandings and the doubts and the fears that come into our lives sometimes, oh God. Give us what we need that we may be strong in your name. And we pray, oh God, your blessings upon each family that's represented in our fellowship and even in our community, oh God. Abide with them one by one. Attend to them. And then, God, we ask your blessings upon the world and the condition of the world, the ugliness and the frailness, the weakness, the evil that prevailed in the world, oh God. Help us overcome it, oh God. Give us the strength to be victorious, Master. We need you, Master. Your world needs you, Master. Help us to turn from our wicked ways, oh God, and draw real close to you. Now, God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for bringing us through sickness, joblessness, struggles of frustration and anguish, hurt and pain. Thank you, God, for allowing us to come this night to be a little closer with you, to walk in the light of your love. We rejoice, O God, and we are mighty glad that we're able to walk with you. We're able to talk with you. We're able to rejoice together with you. We love you. We love you. We love you. You brought us up over hills and mountains. You brought us through some rough waters and some dark places. And we want to say thank you, God, for being so good to us. Now fortify us. Encourage our hearts. Help us to rejoice. And walk in the light of love. Walk in the joy of celebration and praise and peace. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his divine peace. Amen, amen, and amen.
Reverend Tucker, before we conclude tonight's service, I just want to clarify some information about the event this Saturday. The Virtual Health Ministries flyer states that the event is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You just stated that it starts at 10, and that information is also embedded in your email to the church. So I want to open up the line, and if there's anyone from the Virtual Health Ministry that can clarify that before we all leave, I'd greatly appreciate it. I'm going to open up the line. Is there anyone from the virtual health ministry that can clarify the time for our event this Saturday?
Cynthia?
Yes.
This is Betty McKenzie. I was told today that it starts at 11 a.m.
Okay. Okay. All right. I suppose it's okay if people get there early, but I just wanted to clarify. So it starts at 11.
Yes, I was told by Barbara Sinard that it starts at 11.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sister Betty.
You're welcome.
All right. You heard that from directly from Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry, the virtual health ministry event that's at First Baptist Church this Saturday starts at 11 a.m., from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for September 21st. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Tucker tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, I pray that you have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, I pray that you continue to enjoy the music.
You go, yeah, for the day.